those who don't know, Kat was an old-time member, long-time member of the fellowship, and we welcome you back. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.
So Pam left my notes from last year here, which is interesting. So this morning's program is about harmony, and so we're all going to sing. Everybody looking forward to singing? It's funny, I was thinking, people stay home when they think they have to sing, you know? I mean, really, people go, oh God, I'm going to have to sing. Singing has such connotations. It's like how many people were told that at some time in their life, at any time, that they couldn't sing. Yeah. My sister used to say, quit singing so loud, you sound horrible. You know, I mean, we have to get rid of all these demons in order to be able to sing. And what's that?
Just sing by yourself.
No, actually, that's why you sing in a group. That's why group singing is so amazing, because the group lifts you up. You know, as you sing in a group, it's like the sum of the parts are greater than the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Thank you very much. See, I didn't do well in math. I was always, you know, singing. So that's true. There is math in song. So I believe that harmony actually can change the world, and singing can change the world. And I wanted to read you this quote, and I'm not sure if I'm actually going to do this or not. I'll see. It's called Sing Then. As long as we sing, the pain of the world cannot claim our lives. I don't know about you, but these last few months have been hard. You know, every day waking up and checking, what's he done now? and I'm assuming this is a guy named Mark Nepo. I love this book. I read this book almost every morning. It's called The Book of Awakening. Somebody gave it to me when I had a bike accident a couple years ago where I broke four bones and was, you know, medevaced out and all that stuff. And I've been reading it ever since, and I love it. So, what's that? No, it's Mark Nepo. Nepo, The Book of Awakening. And he says, he went through cancer and stuff. So it says, sing then. As long as we sing, the pain of the world cannot claim our lives. Through cancer, through growing up in America, through learning about the innumerable struggles for freedom around the world, all different but the same, through being with the people of South Africa, it has become very clear that giving voice to what is inner is essential to surviving what is outer. No matter where we live or whom we love, no matter what we want or what we can't have, this is the lesson I can't repeat or learn enough. When everything in life presses from outside of us, we have no choice but to sing like scared children, relying on their song to stop the pain, the way that fire stalls the cold. This is the secret of all spirit, why it cannot stay inside, but must be brought from within us into the world. For it is the song from within that keeps the pain from living, from snuffing our lives. It is the song from within, ignited again and again, that keeps the world going. When we do this for ourselves, we do it for every child not yet born. As night and day take turns on this massive earth spinning nowhere, the song we share within takes turns with the catastrophes of living. When we go silent, the age goes dark. Sing, then, in whatever tongue your pain has taught you. Sing, though you have no training and never went to school. Screw that, I say. Sing, because the cry from all the places you have kept quiet will stall the cold, will soften the danger, will keep the world possible for one more turn. I just love that quote, and it reminds me of the one that Pam picked for the reading, which is The Power of Song from Pete Seeger. It's like Pete Seeger knew the power of singing, and even at 96, he was still singing. So, most of you know me, and some of you may not, but I feel blessed to have learned harmony at the age of three with my four older sisters singing harmony in the kitchen, because we knew that it made the work go faster, that it made life easier if you sang harmony. Just like the slaves on the plantations knew that if you sang, the work, you know, just like the prisoners on the chain gangs, if you sing, the work is easier. And last year, I think I talked about the singing revolution in Estonia, where they actually changed the world through their world. They pushed back a Russian takeover by singing. They would have hundreds of people singing in these huge stadiums, and they helped push back the Russians. And one of the things I wanted to talk about this year is has anyone heard about them singing Verdi's Requiem in the, how do you say it, the Terezin concentration camp? Anyone heard of that? Yeah, my friend who's a choir director in Seattle was singing the Verdi Requiem this year because he's doing it in honor of these concentration camp victims. It was led by a prisoner who was a Czech conductor named Rafael Schachter, and he had 150 prisoners. Like, they were rehearsing in this dark basement that was all moldy, and the piano was broken, and they learned the whole Verdi Requiem. And if you know this piece, it's amazing. And as one was killed, another singer came in, and you know, it's such a powerful story. But it's the power of song to get past the direst circumstances or the direst things going on in your life. I just thought that was an amazing story, and it really touched my heart. But the power of song has changed history. It helped with the civil rights movement, the Vietnam War. I mean, anybody remember? Well, it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask, because I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, they know we had to remember why. We're all gonna die. That's a good one. Well, we age ourselves and just date. I mean, we sort of put ourselves in a time too, and so that was the civil rights, the Vietnam War. But today we are oddly silent with protest songs. So I actually brought in some protest songs for us to sing today, within harmony. There's nothing to protest, right? But before we start that, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about what I do, because I do lead harmony workshops. I lead them in corporations. I lead corporate choirs, because I think if we could just get all the corporations to start singing, I mean, you had corporate baseball teams, why not have corporate choirs and change the culture of corporations, right? Because when you do that, I had the honor of taking harmony workshops into the UN, and one of the ones I did, the undersecretary, one right underneath the Secretary General of the UN, the next person under, was in this workshop, and I didn't know who she was. And we were all singing, and I had to sometimes just kind of pull her down, because harmony is such an equalizer. You know, it all the voices are important. So the mailroom clerk was just as important as this woman who was right underneath the Secretary General of the UN. And that's what's cool, and that's why it's cool to bring it into corporations, because you can bring the CEO and his assistant in, and both of their voices are equally important, and it's team building, and it's very bonding. I also direct two choirs. One I just started in Tompkins Corner, which is very close, and you're welcome to join us if you want to come next Thursday night. It would be our second week. Ellie's coming. Yes, good. But we're only singing protest songs in this. They're through the ages. We're starting with civil rights and singing songs like Quiet. Anybody know that song, Quiet? That was I Can't Keep Quiet. No, 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 no. Yeah, it's from the women's march. Yeah. So how many people know that song? How many people have heard it? Only one. You haven't even heard it yet? Everybody in their pussy hats singing, I Can't Keep Quiet? It's fabulous. You can tell I get excited over these things. But Pam and Carol also joined me in another choir that I direct called the Threshold Choir, which sings at the bedside of sick and dying people. And it's a whole network a national network of over 100 choirs that have its own repertoire and everything. It's very, very cool. So that's my work, and so let's get on and singing. Everybody ready to sing? Okay, so what I need you to do is screw this sitting in rows and being apart. So we got to get together and either maybe push the chairs away or something, make a circle, or everybody sit in the front rows. You're going to have to split up, too, because we're going to need different voices. Different voices, meaning if you think you sing low, you're going to be, low singers are going to be over here, higher singers are going to be over here. Roseanne, you think you sing high or low? Some in the middle, so sit right here. Lita, yours or Rana, you should sit over here. Sit right here.
To twist when the body says twist. You gotta twist when the body says twist. You gotta twist when the body says twist. When the body says twist. When the body says twist.
I give you a moonwalk.
It's in a moonwalk.
You got to whisper when the body says the whisper. You gotta whisper when the body says, whisper when the body says, whisper when the body says, whisper.
I gotta shout when the body says shout.
So, one of the first things I do when I teach harmony is sing a round, because in a round you're singing the melody, and all of a sudden you're singing harmony. Whoop-de-doo. So let's excuse my froggy voice. I had a little cold this week with my gallstone. It's been interesting. The round goes like this. The words are just, let me be an instrument of peace. Let me be an instrument of peace. I love to tell my choirs that before we do a concert, use your voice as an instrument of peace, singing whatever it is that you want to sing. So we will all use, so believe in circles of light as we're singing. And so, you know, as the energy kind of, I know, I'm in the Unitarians, I have to be careful how woo-woo I get. But but I do believe that Pam's using a cup to open the... Anyway, the song goes like this. Let me be an instrument of peace. 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 That's too low for you, Lita, isn't it? Is that too low for you? Okay, okay. Can we get you guys to pull, like have a circle, even if you're sitting down? Just so that we, you know, it's a geometric thing. It's a... Jerry, come on into the circle. I know, I heard you were a conscientious objector, but... you know, it's okay. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. You're welcome. You're free. We're in Unitarian world. We're free to do whatever we want. All right, so let's just do that one more time. Let's take it up a little bit. Let me be an instrument of peace. 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 Okay, we're going to... Two parts. Mark, you're going to be on this side. Gretchen, you're going to be on this side. Actually, I'm going to be on this side. And Carol, you guys are going to be on that side. So we'll start. It starts right away. You guys start, and I'll come in, all right? Let me be an instrument of peace. 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 Let's try it in three parts. Pam, you want to lead the middle part? So we'll have one, two, three, four, five, six.
You're in the middle,
Dorothy. Actually, Eric, you can be on this group. Okay. Josh, you can be in this group too. Oh wait, Dorothy, stay where you are, Dorothy. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. You'll be in the middle part, Dorothy. One, two, three, four, five, six, up to Lauren. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, Dorothy. Dorothy, you, okay. Okay, we're good. All right, so it'll be, let me be a, let me be a, let me be. Okay. You'll be two. 1, 2, we'll be three. Okay, let's get back. Will you guys come in closer, please? Thank you. Ready? Let's take it up. Let me be a. Let, two, three. Let me be a. Let me be a. Let me be an instrument of peace. Let me be an instrument of peace. Let me be an instrument of peace. All singing together. Let me be an instrument of peace. Let me be an instrument of peace. Let me be an instrument of peace.
So much better key for you, Lita. That you'll do this up there. Okay, good. That was great. Let's move on to a protest.
Okay.
Everybody okay? So, I don't know what anybody's politics are, so... Well, I was just going to say, you can protest anything. You know, I mean, I taught this protest song to my prison choir a couple summers ago, and you know, it's the words are, "Ain't gonna," I'll just sing it for you. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round," and then we can just put whatever we want in there. "Ain't gonna let no racism turn." So I opened it up to them and said, what do you want to sing about? And they were singing like things like, "Ain't gonna let bread pudding turn." I'm like, they didn't like the bread pudding. You know, I mean, it's like, you can protest housework. You can protest anything you want. There you go. Or we can get, you know, xenophobia and misogyny, and, you know, we can put Muslim ban. We can put all kinds of things in there. So I'm going to open it up so you guys can add whatever you want in here. But first, we're just going to start with the words, "Ain't going to let nobody," so that we can learn the parts, because there are three parts to this one. So, gentlemen, so if you have a lower voice, I think you'd be over, well, you're kind of a baritone, right? A high baritone. Dorothy, I don't know where you want to sing. You want to sing low. Okay. And you can feel free to sit down, Dorothy, if you want to. You will. Okay. And then you sit down. That's the way of the world. So, Mark, I don't know where you, if you have a very, if a high, you're in the higher voice section, so.
Are we, Mark?
You're in the lower woman's section, but higher. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to, why don't you guys, go? All the men go over here. I'm just gonna. And Carol, you should. You want to sing alto, right, or lower? Yeah. So. I mean, you can blow each other.
If you're separated
from your partner, just blow each other kisses or whatever you need to do. Just reach out. I can't be with you anymore. Okay. So let's just all sing the melody of this song. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round." "Hey, ain't gonna let no." I'll do it. Call and response. I'll do a line. You do a line. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Turn me round." Okay. So when I go like this, that means I'm singing. Just so, because you don't. I mean, you may know the song yet, but some people don't. So let's learn it a line at a time. "Turn me round. Turn me round. Turn me round, turn me round." It's an easy, let's do that whole first line. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Got to keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up to freedom land. Got to keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Got to keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land."
Let's do that part again.
"Got to keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land." From the top. Let's take it up a little bit though. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Got to keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land." I think I gotta teach the higher part first. "Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round." Who can sing up there?
I think I can.
You guys can. Pam, you want to sing? Come up. Why don't you come over here and join the soprano part? My voice up there is a little shaky today. So. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Got to keep on a walking, Keep on a-talking, walking up to freedom land. You'll see they're only four notes. La, bum, 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 bum. Do that. Bum, 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 bum. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna. Does that feel good for you? Nobody turn me round. Got to keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna. This is the lowest part. Maybe you can. It's not going to be too low for you. Hang on, because I have to sing it, so you'll be able to sing it. Hang on, let nobody turn. Wait. Hang on, let nobody turn me round. Nobody turn. Nobody turn. Yeah. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round.
Gotta
keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Nobody turn me round. Nobody turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. You got to keep on walking,
keep on talking. Walking down to freedom land,
ain't gonna let
nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land.
Whoa,
woo! Good.
That's up. And then you guys, ain't gonna.
Keep on a-talking, walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, nobody turn.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I gotta keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, walking up to freedom land. One more. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. A little bit. Turn me round. Turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Got to keep on a walking, keep on talking, walking up to freedom. Keep going. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Turn me round. Turn me. Okay, we've really said.
I got to keep on, I got to keep on, I got to freedom.
All right, excellent. So what we would do then is alternate nobody with whatever we want to put in. Anybody have anything they want to say?
How about racism?
Racism, okay. All right, let's do the next verse with racism. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm missing a part, actually. There's a tenor part. Don't push up. I think maybe you're right. There's actually just supposed to be a couple of guys singing that part, and then there's a whole other tenor part. But. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, you're right.
Send me a tenor.
All right, so let's do it again. Let's take it up a little bit. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me.
Nobody turn.
Nobody turn. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round.
Keep on
walking. Keep on a talking. Walking up to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Turn me round. Turn me round, ain't gonna let
nobody turn me round. Gotta keep on a walking, keep on a talking,
walking up to freedom.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round,
Turn me round, ain't like gonna let racism turn me round. Gotta keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land. Gonna let racism turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no sexism turn me round. Gotta keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land.
Next one. I'm gonna let
xenophobia. Xenophobia turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no phobia turn me round. Gotta keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land. Gonna let no Muslim ban turn me round. Turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no Muslim ban turn me round. Gotta keep on a walking,
keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land.
Ain't gonna let no hatred turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no hatred turn me round. I gotta keep on a walking, keep on a talking, walking up to freedom land.
Thank you, Eric, for the woo. So I have another protest song. I've also got a song from another Yemaya. It's a song from another culture. Because I also believe that if we sing songs from other cultures, we will heal the world. Okay. I have big plans, you know.
Yeah.
Oh well, you come to the concert. You'll hear it.
Yeah, I did want to mention that my concerts are always sing along. We have the lyrics printed up, or else we'll have them. I have two concerts coming up. May 21st is the Tompkins Corners concert in Tompkins Corners, and it'll be just doing this song and many others, and the next one is June 4th for the Dream Choir, which is my larger choir that meets in my home on Wednesday nights. But everybody gets to sing along, and they're fun, right? They're fun. They're going to be different this year, because last year I did the harmonies of the 50s, 60s and 70s, and now we're doing protest songs, so now it's about, but they're still fun. So we have two choices. We can get to both. So one of them is, you got to put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front. Why don't you use your feet? Get in your body. Lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other, and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love, put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and so there's a call and response part in between here. And so I'll sing the first verse, and if anybody else wants to sing the second verse, please feel free. Don't be afraid. Just step up. I like to tell my choirs that I have read that one of the best ways to keep yourself young is to scare yourself every day. Scare yourself. Scare yourself. Do something scary. Whether it's just like doing math problems on. Well, math is scary to me.
Or it's doing something like this
and saying, whether you've ever raised your hand or not, saying, I'll sing the next verse. Okay? So it's you don't need it because you're just going to repeat what I say. You don't need it. You don't need that sheet of paper. Put it down, please, because you got the rest of it. Yeah. You got to put, let's take it up a little bit. No, let's not. It's going to be too hard to. So I'll just do the call and response. Everybody know what call and response is? I call, you respond. Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
You keep moving on.
Keep
you gotta keep one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Who wants to sing a verse? Okay, I guess you do need them if you're gonna sing those verses, aren't you? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Gretchen, you want to sing a verse?
No way.
Gretchen? Eric?
Scare yourself.
Okay. Here's your second verse.
Can I
lift up your...
I know you're scared.
I know you're scared.
And I'm scared too.
And I'm scared too.
But here I am.
But here I am.
Right next to you.
Right next to you.
Gotta put one foot in front of the other. And lead with love, put one foot in front of the other. And lead with love, gotta put one foot in front of the other.
And lead with love, put one foot in front of the other. And lead with love,
lift up your eyes,
lift up your eyes.
Don't you despair,
don't you despair.
Look up ahead.
The path is there.
Keep one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
One foot in front of the other and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. I will be your standing stone.
That's another song. I'm sorry.
He did something. He scared himself.
Hey, I scared himself. I'm not scared.
Just do his thirst verse again.
I'll do anything. Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Keep moving on.
Keep moving on.
Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. One foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other and lead with love.
And lead with love.
And lead with love.
Okay, cool. That's great. Gentlemen.
very, very nice.
I will be your standing stone. I will stand by you.
Let's see what we got here. Let's do Yemaya. It's because Yemaya is fun because we can get all the percussion instruments. So grab, you got, will you guys grab these? There's a big drum. Who wants to play the big drum? Gretchen is going to play the big drum. Who wants a tambourine? Lita, you want a tambourine? Anybody want to shake? There, here's. Lots of shakers. Lots of shakers. We have more drums too. Yeah, that this little drum is really good. That's a good drum. I mean, you know, it sounds good. Anybody else? Shakers? Here you go. And there's another drum. Would you like a drum or a shaker? The bongos are a little better. Yep. Okay, Kevin. Yay. Okay, so this is actually this is just a little song I made up, but it's about Yemaya. Anybody know who Yemaya is? She's the goddess of the water in the Aruba Afro-Cuban tradition. So yeah, you can play with lots of things there, Pam. It goes like this. Dum bum ba da bum bum ba da dum bum ba da dum bum ba da bum bum ba da bum bum ba da dum bum ba da dum bum ba da. That's just kind of the intro. But then we'll sing the verse, which is very simple. I'm going to take it up a little bit. Yemaya, 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 yemaya. Yemaya, 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 yemaya.
Yemaya, 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 yemaya. Yemaya, 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 yemaya,
yemaya. Okay, let's take a little rhythm break here. Kevin, will you start us off on a beat that might go with that? So we're gonna just join in on this beat, however you can. Find your beat. Mark, go ahead. Frog. Jerry, you want to play a frog? He just rub his back. Give it a try, Jerry. Yemaya, yemaya. It's hard to find a key. Yemaya, 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 yemaya.
Yemeya, 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 yemeya.
Okay, here's the next thing. You have to smile while you're doing this. Because sitting here going like this, you know. First of all, sitting like this, really, yeah. You have to sit up tall and be proud of however, I'm sorry, you know, I'm a cursor, so however the fuck you sound, just do it, okay? Just do it, and it doesn't matter if it's not right. Do it loud and proud, and be bold, okay? One more time. Kevin, hit it. Eric, join him. Yes.
M-A-I-M-A-I, M-A-I-M-A-I, M-A-I, 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 Yemeya, 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 yemeya.
No voices, yemeya. I said no voices. Sorry. Yeah. Now let's try conga line. Okay, conga line. I'm serious. Or maybe not. It was. Conga line.
Maya. Yemeya, 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 yemeya. Yemeya, 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 yemeya.
Okay. You want to sing Kumbaya?
Kumbaya.
Now I don't remember the rest of it.
It's all Kumbaya, my love, Kumbaya. All right, if you wanted to stick those back in here. Hey, that was great. I just had this impulse to do a conga line at the fourth UU. I don't think it's ever been done. I don't think. It's been done? So we can either stop and talk for 10 minutes or stop and talk, okay. That was interesting. That was quick. Stop and talk, okay.
sharing.
Okay. This is a time for congregational sharing.
And if there's anyone who would like to share any thoughts about what we've been doing this morning. Say your name.
My name is Jim. Jim Neininger. So my youngest kid, Patrick, is a junior in college, and he goes to this little school in Santa Fe called St. John's College, where they study the great books. But a big part of the culture at this college is singing. And I was really taken by it. When I visited him, they were doing a course in, they study like the development of art and music and science. So they were studying Gregorian chants and things of that.